above.
It's working. I can't guarantee it.
Okay. Thank you.
Such a button.
Okay. So, Megill and Nicrase. Now, this again, this is going to be weird for us because whenever we have things that don't exist anymore, we need to get out of our mode and understand them. And we only have 2 days of Megillah reading, and that is the 14th and the 15th. We know Yerushalayim, of course, reads on the 15th, and most other places read on the 14th. So to understand that there were other days once upon a time that they might have read is something that this Mishnah is being mechadish to us, and truly it is a chiddush. Megillah Nikris B'Yudalef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yudalet, and Tesvav. Those are the options. They are 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 of Adar. Adar Stam and Adar Beis if there are two Adarim. Lo Pachos Lo Yoser. Never earlier before Yud Aleph and never after Tesvav. Very important to remember. These are all things that are very important. The Megillah, the Mishnah really picks its words carefully, and every single word here is a gem. So, never before the 11th, never after the 15th. Krachin, and now the Mishnah goes in to explain how is it possible to have all the way back to the 11th, and how is it possible ever to have all the way to the 15th. Well, the 15th is going to be understood. Okay. So, the Mishnah continues, Krachin Hamuk Kofin Choma Mimos Yoshua Benun Korim Tesvav. So we start from the end, which is, by the way, I just want to send this out there. I was hoping this would be less a shir and more of a chabura, in that b'mikra I happen to have learned Megillah and finished it once or twice, but I don't purport to know it any better than any of you. I'm not a big Talmud Chacham. I finished Megillah once at the Purim Sudan. It was very exciting for me, and I wanted to share that with people. But I'm going to try and prepare as much as I can, but in that it should be a chabura, in that interactive, if there's anything you want to say or anything you think that I might be saying wrong or something that you prepared, please bring it up and we'll try to get to it. So that's the easiest one. The latest date is Tesvav, and that are walled cities. The Mishnah says, Mimos Yehoshua Benun, and we're actually going to have to, pay attention to that, because Mimos Yehoshua Benun doesn't make any sense. Why Mimos Yehoshua Benun? The thing happened thousands of years later, at the time of Achaveir, so why all of a sudden Yehoshua Benun? That's Marth that can explain that. One other thing I want to mention, I'm not going to be doing the Rashis inside. I'm going to speak as many of them out as I can, but our time allotment doesn't allow that, so if there's anything that doesn't make sense and I don't mention it, please ask. It's probably in Rashi. Kfarim Vayoros Gedolos Korim B'Yudalet. So, we have Mukaf and Choma that read on 15th. Pretty much everyone else reads on the 14th. Ella. So now this Ella, Rashi explains, is answering a question. The question is, if the 15th, the walled cities read, and on the 14th, everyone else reads, how is it ever possible to have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Ella, the answer to that question is, the Mishnah continues, Ella, when is it possible that there be Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Shakfarim, Magdibin, Liyam Aknisa, that there are times when Kfarim, villages, and we're going to explain what those villages are and why, are allowed to be Makdim, to go early and read on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. Ketzad, how is this possible? Chalios Yudal B'Sheni, if, and the Gemara is going to go through, the Mishnah is now going to go through all of the possibilities. Monday is the 14th. We have to hold cup, it gets a little confusing, it's math. 14th is Monday, the 15th is Tuesday. When do the Mukafas Chama read? Easy, on Tuesday. Everyone else seems to read on Monday. There's no Magdim Yom HaKnisa, because that is a Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is Monday and Thursday. So, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, ain't Magdimin. There's no reason for them to go early. We're going to have to find out why they're able to go early at all. But this is Monday, is a Yom HaKnisa, and therefore they read on Monday. There's no Shinoi. There's no difference. Everyone either reads on Monday or Tuesday. Next, Tuesday. If Tuesday is the 14th, Chalios Yudalid. Chalios Bishlisi, if Yud Dalit is on Tuesday, Ober V, or on Wednesday, Kfarim Magdimili Yom HaKnisa, The Kfarim, the villages, will go back to Monday. That's either Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. Ayaris Gdolos, Karim Baba Yom, the bigger cities that are unwalled will read on that day, whatever that day is, either Tuesday or Wednesday. Umakafos Kamal Lamachar, and the walled cities will read the next day on Thursday or Wednesday, depending on what that is. Chalios B'chamishi. If the 14th is on Thursday, Kfarim Bayoros Gdolos Karim Baba Yom, no one goes early because it is a Yom HaKnisa. Ah, you're going to say, let's go back to the Yom HaKnisa of Monday, which is only the 11th. Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Lo Magdimin. We can't go back. We don't go back. Umukafas Chama L'machar. And then on Friday is the 15th. That's when the walled cities will read. Chalios Erev Shabbos. If the 14th is on Friday, Kfarim Magdimin, Yom HaKnisa, they go back one day to Thursday. Ayaros Gedolos, Umukafas Chama, Karim Bova Yom. Why can't Mukafas Choma read on Shabbos, which is the day after, it's just Tesvav? We're going to get to a Gezerah similar to Shofar, where the Chachamim were Gozer, that you cannot, you tell Megillah. So there's no Megillah reading on Shabbos. Why can't they push off till Sunday? Ksiv v'lo yavar. We're going to get to that. That if the Gemara is going to bring the pasuk down, that it says it never goes past the 15th, which really the Mishnah alluded to. The Mishnah said, "Lo pachos v'lo yosa," no, never before the 11th, never after the 15th. So you might want to separate and say, "Ah, we want to make a difference between the walled cities and the unwalled cities. Push off the walled cities, do a nidche to Sunday, and let them go to Friday." Lo Yavar. So everyone reads on the walled cities and unwalled cities read on Friday. The Kfarim are Magdim and Yom HaKnisa back to Thursday. Chalios Achar HaShabbos. And this is the stretch. This is the furthest it ever gets. If Sunday is the 14th. Oh, where am I? I missed it. Chalios B'Shabbos. Okay, Kfarim Vayaris goes to Magdim and Karim Yom HaKnisa. Mukafos Chama L'Machar. Okay, they go back to notice. Did something change now? If you're following, something changed. Kfarim Vayoros Gdolos Makimin, the Karim Yom HaKnisa. Everyone's going back to Yom HaKnisa. You could say, let only the Kfarim go back to Yom HaKnisa, and let the Ayoros do on Friday, Mukavas Kama can do on Sunday. No, everyone goes back to Yom HaKnisa. That's possible to go back. Sunday is still the 15th, so Mukafas Chama go to the next day. Mukafas Chama Lamachar, to Sunday. Chalios Achar HaShabbos. If the 14th is Sunday, Kfarim Akdim Yom HaKnisa. Kfarim, go back to Thursday. That's Yud Aleph. Ayaros Gedolos, Karim Baba Yom. Sunday is the 14th. The Ayaros Gedolos, unwalled cities will read on Sunday. Umukafas Chama L'Machar, and legitimately the 15th is Monday, they're going to read the next day. Okay, this is the Mishnah, there's quite a bit in it, and we're going to start. We start the Gemara. Megillah Nikras B'Yid Aleph, Minoa. So this is a packed question. The Gemara asked, how do you know you can read the 11th? How do you know? Minoa, come on. The Gemara says, that's a silly question. We're going to get to that. We're going to explain that Chachamim Hikilu Al Kfarim Lios Makdim and Liyam Aknisa Kadesha Yisapku or Yaspiku Mayim Umazel Machem Shabakrachim. Now, I just, before I address this Svara, it's not it's a Havamina in the Gemara. It's not something that makes sense. The Gemara is going to come up with a different Maskana which is similar to it, but it's not something that makes sense, and there are going to be a lot of questions on it if you understand what the Gemara is trying to say, so just leave them aside until the Alam and Aleph when we get to it. So the Gemara is assuming now that the question of Minolon was why? But the Gemara's question, and the Gemara says, what do you mean why? We know why. We're going to talk about why, because they have to be available on Purim. If they have to be available on Purim, then they have to read a different time. So clearly, they can't be reading on the same time. Gemara says, no. Minolon, that's not my question of Minolon. My question on Manalan was like this. Anan hachika amrinan. This is what I meant to ask by Manalan. Mechdi, let's see. Kulu anchik nazagol tekninu. Purim was established by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, Mordechai and his colleagues. Now, if that's true, the Esau Kadaita Anshei Knesset Agdola, I'm sorry, Kulu Anshei Knesset Agdola Tekninu. If everything was Mitukan established by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, both the 14th and the 15th, and the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, then it has to be written somewhere, Minalan, where did they allude to the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th also being able to be read Megillah on the Esau, Kedai, Tekanjik, Nezagdol, Yudal, Vitesov, Tekun, Tekun, if you want to say no, only the 14th and the 15th were established by the Anshei Knesset Agdola. The 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, that's something that came after. It was a reform establishment, right? It was reformed when everyone couldn't figure out a way to read on the 14th and 15th. We allowed them to read on other days, right? It was something that came later as part of an enlightened generation. Okay, I'm b'chavana using these terms, pun intended, because the Gemara is trying to establish: is there such a thing as doing something different than Anshei Knesset Agdola wrote? Okay, which is, you know, various movements at later dates in Yiddishkeit said, yes, we have now Harasha, and therefore we're allowed to do it. The Gemara now was exactly addressing this. Is it possible that in the Mishnah, Yudalek, Yudbeis, and Yudgimel is something that the Anshei Knesset Agdola didn't think of? The Gemara says, no. And the reason why, Vatznan, Ein Bezin Yachal Levata Libre Bezin Chadero, Elohim Kein Gadol Menu B'chachem O'Minyon. There's no way that anyone could have done something different than Anshei Knesset Agdola unless they're gedole mimeno b'chachma u'b'minyan. There are two problems. First of all, the Anshei Knesset Agdola don't exist anymore, and even if they did, we niskatnu adoros. So as we get further away, and also the Anshei Knesset Agdola were who they were, Anshei Knesset Agdola, no one ever measured up to them again. So if Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel was mitukan by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, Midnalan, where did they tell us about it? That's what the Gemara's question was, which really makes a lot of sense. The Gemara's saying, Midnalan, where do you see that? If the Mishnah's writing it, where does it say it? In the place where Yud Dalet and Tesvav was written. Where's that? The Megillah. If it was written in the Megillah, Yud Dalet and Tesvav, and Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel was also part of the Anshei Knesset Agdola, it also needs to be in the Megillah. Where is it? That really makes a lot of sense. So the Gemara answers. Elapshita. No, it's obvious that Kulu Anshei Knesset Agdola Tekninu. Hecharimiza. If that's the case, where is it written? Where is it hinted to, alluded to? Amar Rav Shem and Baraba. Amar Rav Yochanan. Amar Kra. L'kayem es yimei hapkurim ha'ele bizmanehem. This is a pasuk from the end of the Megillah, the second to last perek, and it's the perek where everything is established. It says Mishloach Manos Ishtereyehu Matanos Levyonim, and it says that they were established and they should be kept in their times. Zmanim Harbei Tiknu Lahem. We see from here Zmanehem that they were various different times. So the Gemara says, how can you learn anything from that? Haimi Baile Lagufei. We need that for itself. What does that mean for itself? There are times in different than, and this is also important, different than every other Chag. Every other Chag has its date, and that's it. But this Chag is a Chag that built into the Chag, it has more than one date. So you need to say that Ladoros, it's going to be in its time, because there are different times for it. There is no other Chag that has an established two times to do it. So Bizmanehem is something Ligufe that is needed for Yudalet and Tesvav. So the Gemara answers, no. If it was only coming to tell me Yudalet and Tesvav, Haimi Baile Ligufe, Imkain. The Gemara answers, if all I needed it for is Yudalet and Tesvav, Lemakra Zman Bizman, read it in its time. My Zmanehem, Zmanim Tuva. There must be more days. More than just Yudalet and Tesvav. Akati mi boiles, mano shelzeh, lo kiz mano shelzeh. But we still need it for Yudalit and Tesvav to tell us that there's some people that read on the 14th, some people that read on the 15th. That's not bizman, that's bizmanam, at least. And that's what Mara says. Okay, fine. Imkein lemakra zmanam. It could have said zmanam, that there are times for different places. My zmanehem, shamat mina kulhu. In fact, we can learn out all of them. We can learn, and this, the Gemara later on will call this zman, zmanam, zmanehem. In other words, it could have said zman, it could have said zmanam, it could have said, and it did say zmanehem, therefore it includes everything you could have learned from zmanehem, everything you could have learned from zmanam, and everything you could have learned from zman. In other words, you learn that there are times that you read on the 14th, there are times that you read on the 15th, and you are also able to read that there are more times to read, because it could have said each one of those things. From the fact that it didn't, that's lidrasha, l'rabuye asa, it's there for to expound on, and therefore this is what we come out with. Zman, zmanam, zmanehem. So now, how the Gemara legitimately asks, how do you know how far to go back? Ema zmanim tuva. Now this is an interesting question. Ema zmanim tuva. So the Gemara is saying, okay, so how far to go back? Maybe we should go back, and can someone fill in the blank? What is the Gemara asking? Maybe we should go back? Where? How far? Rosh Chodesh Adar. Why? It's the Zman. Okay, so it's interesting, because different than every other Chag and Chodesh, we have this new concept called Mishnechnas Adar Marvim Simcha. So let that Simcha start from the beginning of Adar. That's what I was thinking, and it brings down on the bottom of the art scroll that it says L'kayem es Yimei HaChodesh Hazer, something like that, which is a pasuk in the Megillah. So actually, I'm sorry. Hachodesh Hashem Epach Lehem Yagam LeSimcha Me'evel, right? Me'evel Yom Tov. That's a puzzle. So you see, the Megillah actually talks about how all of Chodesh Adar has this elevated status. So that's the Gemara's question. Maybe you should be able to do any time in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, anyone that has ever been a yeshiva bachar, has had hosted yeshiva bachar in their house, knows that this would be as it is. It's terrible, right? 14th, that Purim is the end of Chodesh Man. Imagine if it would be any time from Rosh Chodesh Adar that you could read the Megillah. Okay. So the Gemara answers. Ema zmanim tuva. No, zmanehem is dunya dizmanam. And this is important. That's why I stress the zman, zmanam, zmanehem. Because now the Gemara is going to go back to that thing and say each step in the drasha of zman, zmanam, zmanehem gives you the same as you got before. So, zman to zmanam gives you 2 days. Yudalat and tesvav. Zmanam to zmanehem gives you another 2 days. What's the next 2 days? The 14th and the 15th. Lo yavar, you can't go past the 15th. You have to go backwards. Where does it give you another 2 days? 14, 15. Now you have 13, 12. So the Gemara says, if all you have now is 13, 12, mazmanam trei, the same way zmanam is 2 days. Yudalat and tesvav, arzmanayim trei. Then you get 2 more days. Ema treisar utleisar. So now you're only up to 12 and 13. How do you get to Yud Aleph? How do you get to the 11th? Kida Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And now the Gemara quotes this famous thing from Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi Velo Tzarech L'Rabuye. No, Yud Gimel is out. Yud Gimel has to be included because it is a Zman Kihila Lakol. If you're adding days, you don't need to add Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is a freebie, a given, and therefore you're left with Yud Gimel plus 2. That gives you 11 and 12. Yud Gimel is a free day, 14th and 15th. Now you have 5 days, Man, Zmanam, Zmanayem. And why, what does that mean? Yud Gimel, Zman Kihila Lakolhi. Okay, so just to fast forward to our own times, what is, what do we call Yud Gimel Adar? We call Yud Gimel Adar Tanis Esther. So Tanis Esther is a very interesting day. It's Kim'at, the only Tanis that is not Avelos in our calendar. Right, Ari? Please? Is it?
I came to learn.
Okay, fine. Besides the Yom Kippur,
to be tough.
Besides the Yom Kippur, it's the only day about that's not Avelos, Tanis. That, in other words, besides the Tanisim that were enacted by the Chachamim, the only one that is not Avelos is Tanis Esther. Okay, and there, and it's also much more kuladik from anyone that has a pregnant wife knows. And a lot of people don't fast Tanis Esther because legitimately it is a more lenient Tanis, and it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah like that already. But a lot of people think, and this is, it doesn't matter if you did think this or not, it's important to mention, a lot of people think that Tanis Esther is commemorating the 3-day Tanis that Esther said, Tsumu alai, ba'athan even arosei, narosai, atsum kain, we will also fast. Those 3 days were during Pesach, and clearly we can't commemorate them during Pesach. It's unclear at all if you have to commemorate them at all, because it could be that she was fasting for a specific purpose, for something that happened at that time, and there's no reason to commemorate it. But it was a very interesting fast on Yud Gimel Adar, the year of the Megillah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and he says, what happened? That was the day of Milchemes Purim. In other words, it was the day that they were supposed to be killed, and they were allowed to defend themselves. And traditionally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rambam that also when Moshe fought Amalek, he was fasting. And the Rambam brings down, I believe, that when you go out to fight a war, you fast. Obviously, this flies in the face of the art of war, the famous Japanese written book of how to, every warrior needs a good night's rest and a good meal in order to go out and fight. But the point is very simple. Hashem yilachem lachem atem tacharishu. And the more emunah and bitachon a person has going into a melchama, the equally proportioned is the amount of hatzlacha that they're going to have. The more it's not kochi ve'otem yadi, the more you allow the shechina to be yilachem lachem atem tacharishon. And fasting and showing, it's not up to me, I'm fasting, I'm doing tshuva, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, so that the Rebbe Shalom should fight. And ultimately, if there is any success, it was clearly Rebbe Shalom, because I was fasting, I could barely lift my sword. So that's what we're commemorating when we fast Tanis Esther. So Zman Kihila Lako was actually the Milchemes Purim. The Milchemes Purim, if you could read any day, you're clearly going to, that's extra, more than the 14th and the 15th, you're clearly going to be able to read on the day that was Milchemes Purim that the whole nace happened. So that's why it's a gimme, a freebie. So the Gemara says, no, Zman Kihila Lako, everyone, they got together, they fought, that was the mamash, the nace. That's a day that of course you can read. But if you're adding, now add 2 more days, that gives you 11 and 12. 11 and 12, 13 of course, 14, 15 is written, and therefore that's how you get back to 11. Okay. Kedamar Shmuel by Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi Lo Tzarich LaRabuye. Achanami Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi Lo Tzarich LaRabuye. The Ema Shitzar V'Shivzar. I answered this already. I quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Okay, why? Who said to go backwards? Maybe you should go forwards. Let it be the 16th and the 17th." The Gemara answers, "Velo Yavar." That was the pasuk that we quoted before from the Megillah, that you never go past the Yudalat and Tisvah, Velo Yavar, and never pass. Obviously, Velo Yavar has its own real meaning, which is, "And these days shall not pass uncelebrated for future generations." But the Gemara is using it here, where it fits in with the dates that you should never go past the 14th and the 15th. Velo Yavar Ksiv. Okay, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar. This is another explanation of how I know that you're allowed to go back to the 11th and the 12th. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a remez that the object Nezagdola put in the Megillah a clear indication that you're allowed to go back more days than the 14th and 15th. The first answer was Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. Now Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani gives another answer. Amakra, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amakra, Kayamim Ashanachu Bahem HaYehudim. Like those days that they rested. Kayamim, this Kayamim is extra. It could have just said Yamim. Kayamim, the Rabos Yud Aleph Yud Beis. And this actually makes a lot of sense. Kayamim, like those 2 days, there are another 2 days. So the Gemara says, if all you have is 2 more days, Ema Tresar Utlesar, let those 2 days be, like we just said before, the 13th and the 12th and the 13th. How do you get to 11? Amar Shuvah Yitzchak, Yud Gimel, Zman Kila Alkali, Yivlo Tzrech Larbuye. Again, you don't need to add in Yud Gimel, it's a freebie. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, why do we need these two drushas? Why does Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani not hold like, I'm sorry, who was it? Rav Shemin Bar Abba. And why does Rav Shemin Bar Abba not hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani? Now, it makes more sense to ask on the second one why he doesn't hold of the first one. Because once we have one already, then why did you need to come up with a second one? That's why the Gemara's order makes a lot of sense. So the Gemara now asks, once I have Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, why did Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani need to find another drasha? Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my time alone, Amar mi bizmanehem, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. So I'm sorry, mi bizmanehem. So the Gemara answers, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, lo mashmale. The Gemara says, that's a stretch to say that it sounds right in their times, Manehem. So it's a stretch to say that each one of those was a Rabuye, a Ludrasha Asi, that it's coming for a Drasha. Says, he didn't like it, he puts it aside, he needs to find another Drasha. Bereshem Bar Abba, my time of the Omer, Mikayomim. Okay, Gemara says, why didn't Bereshem Bar Abba agree to Kayomim? That pasuk of Kayamim makes more sense to be in the context of the pasuk. The context of the pasuk is saying, like these days were done and celebrated in Shushan, so too you should celebrate Purim every year. So the Gemara, it's sort of, now it's important to remember that everything in the Gemara was a drasha that there was a Kabbalah from the Rebbe. So really, I think, this is my own, not chiddush, but my own explanation of what's going on here. The Gemara is saying, this one had the drasha and this one didn't have the drasha, but they might both have had the drasha. So you have to go with what makes sense to you within the drasha, if there are two Kabbalahs, or if you're not sure which one to take. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it makes more sense in the context, and therefore he's still looking for another drasha. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So we're done. We now have a remez in the Megillah, either according to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba or according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, either Zman Zmanam Zmanehem or Kayamim. Either way, we have an extra 2 days. We have a Yud Gimel free according to both of them. And we go back the 11th, 12th, and 13th. In addition to the 14th and 15th, we know where that came from. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Who holds like this? Who is the author of our Mishnah that you can go back at all? Zu Dibrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, who so many Mishnayos were written Stam, anonymously, and they're really his. So the Gemara nicknames him at this point Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is a Stam Mishnah Ki Rabbi Akiva, like so many others are. And the Darish Zman Zmanam Zmanehem, because Rabbi Akiva himself has the drasha of Zman Zmanam Zmanehem, so he must be the author of our Mishnah. Aval Chachamim Omrim, ain't karen osa elabizmano. But the chachamim must argue on this because they don't have zman zmanam zmanahem, and therefore, according to chachamim, there's never more than the 14th and the 15th. Okay, so this is a memra of Rabba Barbar Chana. Meisvei. The Gemara now asks a stira from a brisa on Rabba Barbar Chana. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, Masai. This is a quote from Rabbi Yehuda. When is there such a thing as the Yod Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel? Bizman Shashalom Ketiknon the Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan. Only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Bezdin, and there's Rosh Chodesh, and there are shlichim that go out that tell us when Rosh Chodesh is and when Pesach is and when Purim is. Avol b'zman hazeh, but now that there are none of those things, hoel mustaklin ba ein kordal sa ol b'zmano. Now, how do people know when Pesach is? Oh, that's easy. Pesach is 30 days after Purim. Everyone knows that. So now people are going to make the mistake. Oh, we read today, maybe Yud Aleph, maybe Yud Beis, maybe Yud Gimel, Megillah. They mark on the calendar, 30 days later, Pesach. Pesach starts on the 11th or 12th of Nisan. It's going to be over 7 days later or 8 days later. There's still going to be a few days of Pesach left. You're going to come to be machshel people with the Doraisa of Pesach by giving a takana for Purim to be early. There's no way that we can do that. Now people look at Purim and assume from Purim 30 days, we can't tread on the possibility of Pesach, of there being chametz on Pesach. Okay, so the Gemara says, that is a memra from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I believe, is the man. Who is Rabbi Yehuda saying this according to? Ilema, I believe, Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying this memra, that there is no longer 11, 12, and 13, according to Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva, afilu bizman hazeh, isa lahaitakanta. Rabbi Akiva, for sure, is talking about bizman hazeh, meaning after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Why is the Gemara assuming that Rabbi Akiva is saying our Mishnah, bizman hazeh, after the Churban Beit HaMikdash? So the Gemara makes a leap, actually, and it sort of makes sense. And Gemara says, if Rabbi Akiva is saying something, and most of his life was after the Churban, and he established it, and he didn't explain anything about it, then it clearly means for his times. Okay, so it's interesting that the Gemara would say, take that leap, because you don't have to say that. The Gemara could be saying that Rabbi Akiva, when he says it, he's talking about the ideal. The ideal is if the Beis HaMikdash is around and we're all here and everything. But the Gemara is not assuming that, which I thought it was interesting to know. The Gemara is saying if Rabbi Akiva said something, he means it for his time. His time, most of it after the Beis HaMikdash, then that's called Bizman HaZeh, and then clearly it's not before the Churban, it's after the Churban. So Rabbi Yehuda cannot be going according to Rabbi Akiva. So who's he going according to? He must be going according to the Chacham. If he's going according to the Chacham, Imel Alav, Aliba Drabbana, Onu Bizman, Shashon, Ketiknam, Yisrael, Shmuel, Masan, Mia Karinan. And according to the Chachamim, what did Rabbi Yehuda just say? Rabbi Yehuda said, there is no such thing as reading unless it's Shadim Ketiknon. But the Chachamim, we just said, never allow it. So that's a stira. Oh, must be it's not true that what Rabbi Yehuda said, according to the Chachamim, in Kardinal Sol Bismara, is not true. And even according to the Chachamim, there are times that you're allowed to read it. Tiyuvta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyuvta. We have uprooted and asked a final question that has no answer on Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it can't be true. And even according to the Chachamim, our Mishnah must be going that there is a reading, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Ika di Amri. The Ika di Amri is an explanation that it could be that the Chachamim do argue. Amar Abba Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's a slight word difference, and that makes all the difference in the world. Zu Dibur Rabbi Akiva Stimta. The author of our Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Akiva. Aval chachamim amru bizman hazeh ho elu mustaklin ba ein korn osat lebizmana. So now it's exactly the opposite. Rabbi Akiva is in fact the author of El Mishnah. And when is he talking about? Before the Churban. And now the clarification is, but the Chachamim will argue that if that is only true when the Beis HaMikdash is around. But Bizman Hazeh Ho'el Mistaklin Bas, since everyone looks at Purim and Koran Osel Bizmana, you can only read it at its time. Tanya Nami Hachi, and so too there's a Brisa that proves this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Masar Bizman Chashon Tiknan. The Yisrael Shirnad Masan Abel Bizman Hazeh Ho'el Mistaklin Bas Ein Koran Osel Bizmana. So according to the Ikad Yamri, the author of our Mishnah is also Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim argue that that is only true when there is a Beis HaMikdash, but if not, then, but Bizman Hazeh, they disagree, which is a big machlokas, because the machlokas is, what did Rabbi Akiva mean? According to the first, the Tanakhama in the Ikad Yamri, Rabbi Akiva only meant Bizman Hazeh. But according to the Ikad Yamri, Rabbi Akiva only meant, or the Chachamim are quantifying that he only meant at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're saying that it's not hold true Bizman Hazeh. Okay, Rav Ashi Kashla Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi has a problem with two members of Rabbi Yehuda, the one we just mentioned and another one, and therefore Mokum al Brisa Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he explains that the Brisa is not authored by Rabbi Yehuda, but rather Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the problem that he has, Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Umiyama Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh ho mistaklin ba in korn osel bizmana urimini. I'm going to ask you a theory from a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai makom shenichnas. When do you go back? Liyom haknisa makom shenichnas b'sheni chamishi. You can only go back Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, if it's a day anyways that they are coming in, if it's a place anyways that they are coming in. But if they're not coming in anyways, then we don't allow them to be makdim. Coming in means from a small village to a larger city. There are various different reasons that they might have come in. They might have come in for market day. They might have come in for Bezdin. Bezdin sits in the larger city. And there's also an interesting shita that they came in for Monday and Thursday. They came in for Kriyas Torah. No one in the villages knew it, Elaine, and they would come in to hear Kriyas Torah. Okay. So if they're not coming in anyways, if there's any reason why they're not coming, then they have no right to be makdim. Oh, so the Gemara has a problem. If makom shenichnasim b'sheni mechamishi, but if there is a place that they do come in, miyakarinan, then they can read early. And when is he talking about it? Bizman Hazeh. And that's clearly Bizman Hazeh. Because he says, because everything he's talking about is Bizman Hazeh. Vafilu Bizman Hazeh. Umokim lala b'raisa. So that's the stira. Because Rabbi Yehuda just said before that it's only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. And now he's clearly saying that if it's even Bizman Hazeh, as long as it's a place that they come early. So it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, so the answer is that one is Rabbi Yehuda, one is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, really? It's that easy to change someone's name? Umokim la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Umokim la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. That's his answer, that he changed it to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asked, umishum dekashu le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Umokim la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It's really that easy? Just, there's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda one place says one thing, Rabbi Yehuda says another place another thing. We gotta change it. It must be with a different person. Really? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not that easy. You can't just change it because you have a stira. If there was a stira, you have to figure out, did he really say it and did he mean it? But the Gemara is saying, no, in this case, it was something else. What happened? Rav Ashi, Shmiele, the Ika Detani Laker of Yehuda, the Ika Detani Laker of Yosef Yehuda. This Memra, it was unclear who said it. Some people said it was Yehuda that authored it. Some people said it was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda that offered it. So now Rabbi Ashi figured out, me the kashya laid Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a stira between these two members, that one's Rabbi Yehuda and one Rabbi Yehuda, can't be that they both said the same thing. Amar, Rav Ashi now explained that ma detani lo ki Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka, ma detani lo ki Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda dafka. The one that said that we weren't sure is Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the one that thought that it was Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. It's lav dafka. It's not dafka Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And only Rav Ashi was able to answer this because there was already a confusion as to who said this memra. So Rav Ashi is saying, basically, I'll tell you who said it. Rav Yehuda couldn't have said it because we have a stira. If Rav Yehuda said it, must be it was someone else. Rav Yehuda be Rav Yehuda. And again, it's important to note the underlying things that are going on. Rav Ashi was the compiler of the Gemara. So he would really be the best one to have a handle on all these different memras. So the Gemara is explaining, Rav Ashi was going over everything, he was trying to figure out who said what, and then he realized, I have this, that they're stira. I have that someone said it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that this is the way it works out. Okay? Always, historical references are always important when they explain to us what's going on. Rav Ashi is really the compiler of the Gemara, so it really makes sense that he would be explaining this to us. Okay. Another 5 minutes? Does that work for everybody? Okay, that's, my goal is really between half a blot and 3/4 of a blot, and we'll be fine. Learning only 5 nights a week. In 5 minutes, we'll just...
We're doing Sunday to Thursday?
Okay, so...
Oh, I didn't know about this.
No, I don't know. We're going to get to it in a second. Okay. I want to just go for 5 more minutes, and then we'll close up, and we'll try to figure out what's best for everybody. Okay. How do you know that? How do you know that they can read on the 15th? Okay, so obviously, it says it in the Megillah. Amar Rava, the Amakra. Al Kena Yehudim Aprazim, Ayoshim Bari Aprazos. Okay, now this is important to go back to the Megillah, because it's not so clear. And that's why the Gemara is asking something. So, I said before, Perek Tes is where the Gemara, is where the Megillah explains all the different rules of Purim Ledoros. So the Gemara says like this. The Megillah says like this. Ba'yehudim, this is Tes Yudches. Ba'yehudim asher b'shushan, nikalu b'shlosha asarbo, they fought on the 13th, u'ba'arba asarbo, and on the 14th, the 13th and the 14th, this extra day is because Esther went back to Achashverosh and said, I'd like another day for us to fight here in Shushan. V'noach b'chamisha asarbo. And they rested on the 15th. So they fought 2 days. Everyone else fought on the 13th, rested on the 14th. They fought on the 13th or the 14th, rested on the 15th. Va'asa also yom mishta v'simcha. And they made that day the 15th. Next pasuk. Al-Kain. Therefore, ha-Yehudim ha-Parazim, ha-Yoshim borei ha-Parazos. Therefore, the Jews, Yehudim, that live in the unwalled cities, Parazot, as in open, they, osim es yom arbasa yom chodesh adar simcha mishta yom tov b'shach maos. What should be the next line in the Megillah? Therefore, the Prazim have Purim Lidoros on the 14th, because they fought on the 13th and they rested on the 14th. And if I was writing the Megillah, the next line would be, and the walled cities will do it Lidoros on the 15th. But there is, that's the end of the pasuk. And it doesn't continue. It says Vayichtob Mordechai Storm Every Shulchan calls Yehudim, and it says the Kayim to do all these days and things. That's it. It doesn't say that. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying, okay, you left me hanging. You told me that they fought on the 13th and rested on the 14th, and that they do it forever on the 14th. And you told me that they fought on the 13th and the 14th, and they rested on the 15th. But you didn't say that we're supposed to do that. And then later on you said things that seem to imply that, but I just want to make sure where it comes from. That's the Gemara's question. Understanding the Rekha and the Pasuk is always important. Menani Mili. Amar Rava. Da'amar Kra. Al-Kena Yehudim Ha'prozim Ha'yoshri Ha'prozos. And the Gemara says it's an inference. It truly doesn't say it inside. Mi de'prozim ba'arbasar. That's the inference that I said should have been the end of that Pasuk, right? Me depressing Babasa Mukafim Khamisha Asar. Must be that they're on the 14th, they're on the 15th. Why? Gemara says, I don't know if that's logical. Aima Prazim Barbasar, Mukafim Kwalo Kwalo. Maybe truly the Prazim are on the 14th, and the Mukafim Choma, the walled cities, don't celebrate Purim at all. Now, does that make any sense? Why would the walled cities not celebrate Purim at all?
Isolated to Shushan, you don't have to include all
walled
cities.
The what?
You don't have to expound it to include all walled cities as a celebration for walled cities. You could have a celebration for Shushan.
So they should celebrate where? Shushan. But the Gemara is now saying that they're not going to celebrate at all.
All right.
And we're not forever going to live in Shushan. So,
first step would say they don't celebrate at all because.
So, interestingly enough, if we're talking about defense, so this is also on the bottom of the art scroll. Defending yourself in a town or a village or a city would be a lot harder than defending yourself if you live in an established walled community. Okay? Bring to mind the ghetto. If they live in a more fortressy type of place, maybe it wasn't as big a nace for them. So I don't think he brings on about the art scroll. It's not like the Gemara really thinks that this is a possibility. The Gemara is trying to get to a point, and this helps flesh out the point that we're trying to make. So the Gemara, now this actually makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Why wouldn't they celebrate Purim at all? Lav, the Lav Yisrael Ninu, are they not Jews?" Now I like this question because it's really directly on. What do you mean? They were also part of the Gezerah to be Anashim Nashim B'Taf B'Yom Echad U'Shlalam Levoz. They're part of Yisrael. They were equally saved. If they were saved, they should commemorate Purim. So Gemara says, the Ode, and not only that, Mehodu V'Lad Kush, it says at the end in Paratess that Mordechai and Esther made this a something that everyone has to keep, Mehodu V'Lad Kush. Surely there were walled cities between Hodu and Kush. Ksiv, the Ode, Mehodu V'Lad Kush, Siv, Ema. Okay, so the Gemara says that's not possible. So fine, but we still don't know exactly when the walled city should keep it. Ema Prazim Bar Beisar. Maybe the unwalled cities are on the 14th. Mukafin Bar Beisar. Ube Chameisar. That makes sense. They have the 14th, and they have the 14th and the 15th. Kedichsiv. The Gemara answers no. Liyos Osim Esyom Arba Asar Lachodesh Adar. Via Esyom Chamisha Asar Bo. Bechol Shana. That can't be, because the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk is, that they will do the 14th, and they will do the 15th. The Gemara says, if Ihab, Ihab, because of Eis Yom Arba Asar, B'Chamisha Asar, if it just said the 14th and the 15th, then I would give you 2 days for the walled cities. But now, that would be, like you're saying, Hasha Dichsid Eis Yom Arba Asar, the Eis Yom Chamisha Asar. Now that it says the 14th and the 15th, Asa Eis Upasik. The Eis is coming as a comma and as a separator. Hani Barbasar, Bahani B'Chamisha Asar. There are those that do it on the 14th, there are those that do it on the 15th, period. The Ema Prazim Barbasar Mukafin Ibo Barbasar Ibo B'Chamisar. Okay. The Gemara says, I understand that there has to be 1 day for each. You can't have one, that the Prazim have 1 day and the walled cities have 2 days. But if the walled cities can have 1 day, let that either be the 14th or the 15th. Who said it has to be exclusively the 15th? So the Gemara's answer is from the Pasuk that we mentioned before. Bizmanehem. Amar Kro Bizmanehem. Zmano Shalzeh. Lo Zmano Shalzeh. Bizmanehem, it's an exclusive time. You have your time, I have my time, and never twain shall meet. They have the 14th, they have the 15th. Must be the unwalled cities on 1 day, the walled cities are a different day, and that's the 14th or the 15th. The Ema Betlesar. So maybe it's on the 13th. Why would it be on the 13th? Because that was the day of war for everybody. Kiss Shushan. No, if the walled cities are celebrating, let them celebrate like Shushan. When was it on Shushan? On the 15th. Okay. Ashkechon Asiya. Now we know that the reading that Purim is can be on the 14th or the 15th. Who said Zechira that the reading of Megillah can be any of those days? Zechira min Alon Amakra. Hayam in Ma'ilan is Karman Asim. Is Kesh Zechira LaAsiya. Whenever you do Zechira, you can do Asiya as well. From the Pasuk of Hayamim Ha'ilan is Karim bin Asim. Okay? We'll stop here. That is what we're up to. Maskis and Deloika Haitana. We're trying to figure out in the next part of the Gemara who the author of our Mishnah is as related to reading on the 14th and the 15th. And Mukafas Choma read on the 15th. Okay. Now, the question is this time slot good for everybody that came tonight?
The earlier the better. For me.
Earlier than 9.
Possible.
Okay. Do other people have any? Does that work better for people? Does it? Right. That was the only reason that I. Rapadowitz has a share between 8 and 9, so people were going to both. So I think we're gonna. What? Yeah. Okay.
You can come to Rapadowitz this
year. Yeah. Okay. Now, the goal is to finish by Purim. There are roughly 60 nights between now and Purim. If we take out Shabbos and other things, we're down to around 40. And there are 31 blot. So there are days that we're going to be able to cover more than a daf. But we need to cover around 3/4 of a daf, which is fine. I have no problem figuring out a 6-day during the week. And I don't mind if it's Misudar as Sunday to Thursday, and then we play around with if Friday or Shabbos works for whoever's, you know, around either Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos night sometimes, you know, especially towards the end if we see that we need it, if that works for everybody. So the plan right now is Sunday to Thursday set up, and then we're going to try to get in a 6th time that to be announced or to be determined at the end of each week. We can figure out who's available. Does that work with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Gavaldi, thank you all for coming.
Point of interest.
Yes.
At the end of this year, there's a sheet that the Bahab of Nissan here is Lieutenant
Sester. Yes. I actually was going to mention that. Thank you.
And
it's brought here in the end of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Yesh Misanim Shlosha Yamim Zecher Lieutenant Sester. And we should bring down that is a Bahab in ER. To commemorate this Tanis.
And then it gets more exciting.
Yeah.
And some say the Tanis B'chor Erev Pesach is because of Tanis Esther. Ad Kedei Kaf. And that is a raya to those who say the woman should fast too, because Esther had everybody fast.
Uh-huh.
But those who say it's only the boys fast Erev Pesach, they're going more the B'chor.
Okay, why B'chor and Tanis Esther? What is one of the other?
It doesn't.
Oh.
Except for Tanis Esther. And someone else came in an uptight because of B'chor Mitzrayim, so we're the fast too. Something like that.
Okay, so actually, thank you. That reminds me of something else. In theory, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Shita that I brought down, Tanis Esther should really be called Tanis Milchemes Purim or Tanis Milchama. It shouldn't be called Tanis Esther. So that is brought down here that we're commemorating that Esther was the one that enacted this Tshuva movement. And we're calling this Tanis, which we're not commemorating of her, on her name because of what she did and the Tanis that she had.
I think the kids there has a similar lush.
Oh yeah?
A similar lush.
Okay. So that's a lot of fun. Because it's important to realize why we're fasting and that it's not because of Esther's fast. And Esther's fast was really a Rasha of the time and something that they needed to do again. Then, and that why it doesn't make sense. But either way, the Tanis that we're doing, so that I have my own taich, why we have a Tanis at all? Why do we need a Tanis? Why, if we're not commemorating Avelos, so we're not trying to do tshuva now, and we're not doing it because of tshuva of Esther, because who said we need tshuva? Okay, so why are we doing it? So, there are two things that I thought of that just came to me. One was, Purim is the inverted parallel of Yom Kippur. So, Yom Kippur, how does it work? We have Erev Yom Kippur, where you eat and eat and eat and eat and fast. And not only that, the eating is a chelek of the fasting, so much so right, with his Zer Shava, every bite that you eat, and therefore the Chachamim, there are these stories of people that would not be makpid to eat all of Erev Yom Kippur, because every eating was a mitzvah as if they were fasting. So the inverted parallel is that, and what's the concept? The concept is very simple. Yom Kippur is a day when we're like malachim, so we divorce ourselves from the gashmias. If we divorce ourselves from the gashmias, there has to be a day when we can do the same, achieve the same thing with our gashmias, because that's what Yom Kippur is. Bring everything up to this madriga of malachim. So then bring the gashmias up to that day, and that's Erev Yom Kippur. If Purim is the inverted parallel of Yom Kippur, it has to exist that tshuva me'ahava, which means you can be avdan chushot, losing your inhibitions, is what we do on Purim. There has to be an inverted parallel of bringing the ruchnius to the same level, and that would be Tanis Esther. Okay? And it really makes sense as the segue of Purim. Yes, there is such a thing as being Mehalal and Shabeach, the Rebbeinu Shalom, through Gashmias. But don't forget that it's still, there's still Ruchnias. That's Tanis Esther. And that brings you in to Lahavdil Alef Avdalos, like Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut. Right? Where it, you know, like, well, what are we doing? But the entrance in to this day of Hololus, if you will, or Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, needs to have the preparation of Tanis Esther to give you the even keel, especially with the Yom Kippur. So that was one thing I was thinking of. And another thing I was thinking of is Tanis Esther, that's what I was thinking.
The kitzur also has more reasons. Oh, I saw it's called Tanis Esther. It's like a Zeichel Dover.
Oh. Okay, I'll just look that up. Thank you. This was very exciting. Thank you for coming. I was really nervous that no one would come. And Eliyahu German told me he for sure is coming tomorrow. So I thought I had one person at least. So tomorrow night, 9. For Fall State.
9.
I hope it was on.
Can you turn it up?
I don't know.